Blog Talk Radio.
It wouldn't me. Would you believe me or up and leave me? How deep is our bond if that's all it takes for you to be gone? We only humans, girl, we make mistakes. To make it up, I do whatever it takes. I love you like a fat kid love cake. You know my style, I say anything to make you smile.
Girl, it's easy to love me now. Would you love me if I was down and out? Would you still have love for me? Love me if I was down and out, but you still have love to
follow me in a
girl. Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us. Could you love me in a bed? Could you love me on a bus? I'll ask 21 questions, and they all about us.
Good morning, everybody. It's good to be here with you. I'm so excited about having an opportunity to come and share some positive things on this therapy. I am Dr. Larissa Beeson, the host of Talking Sports Club. And I can't counsel a lot about it. We're joined in our office. The game is going to be played today at 2 o'clock between Alabama and Alabama at Alcorn State University. And we're excited because in the Lewis Pool State, what games are we playing? But that we're just outside of the tailgate area. Everybody's having such a good time. It's early in the morning. We got music on and all kinds of ways. So we just want to check the stars with because we thought this would be the year that we have our preview show for Homecoming 2018 at Alabama Hill University. This is Talking Sports Plus. This is more about radio. So we got a couple of things. We have our Balling with the Doctor. We'll be joined by Seth Sumner. Also, I have one of my co-hosts that's here, and that's Coach Tremaine Edwards. And he's sitting over there just waiting. He's the one who invited us down so we can tailgate with him. So we're very excited about having him here as well. So what we're going to do is make sure I get him in here as soon as we get this opportunity to kind of flash him in right quick. As soon as you call in and some thought, but you know, he wanted to be live. Look at it. He's right behind you, waving and everything. So this Tremaine, that was our co-host of Talking Sports Plus. So again, we're excited. Now the call-in number is 347-857-4192. If you want to be a part of it, now we got a long full of very exciting things going on. We're going to take our opportunity to allow individuals to come over and share their thoughts in regards to what's going on with this tailgate here up in Huntsville, Alabama. Again, like I said, I'm very excited because this is our first live broadcast on a college campus. This is Talking Sports is all about. We are the voice of the historical black colleges, universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we're ready to get at you. We want to grind it out. We want to make it happen. We're going to make it do what it do. And more or less, if you want to be a part of it, I gave you the call in number 347-857-4192. But also, if you want to go to the web link, you can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production. Like I said, this is Balling with the Doc with Dr. Lorenzo D. Smith. Also, we also have one of our other co-hosts who's going to be stepping in from time to time. That's Coach Tremaine Edwards. We also may have our other co-host, which is Lady of the Hour, Al Millennium, Coach Lauren D. Smith. And also, we have two other co-hosts as part of the show. Our show is normally Wednesday night. We're doing something on the road. So I'm on the road, and they're going to call in, and they can play a major part in it because we're all remote. We can do it from wherever. I have a studio. Wherever we go, I carry the studio with me. So what I do is make sure that everybody have an opportunity to kind of share their thoughts in here and share what they feel about what's going to go on today or what's going on in their community. Not only we just look at the historical black colleges and universities, we look at the high school as well as the middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. Now, you can go to the web again. As I said, it's www.blogtalkradio.com/LD Smith Production, and you can listen to the show. You know, we have a lot of on-demand episodes, that over 80 to 85 episodes that we have on tonight. You can join us, and we want to make sure you do that. But you can call in, and like I said, again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. Now, again, now my other two hosts, I didn't get an opportunity to do, so I'm going to do it right now. The other two hosts are Coach Tony Stallworth. He's the name that's Touchdown Tony. He's heading to Mobile. He's going to be down in Mobile with Alabama State University, taking on the University of South Alabama. He's going to give a call back to be given an opportunity. Now, we're only going to broadcast about an hour. We're going to go up until about 12 o'clock, and we'll be through. We're going to let some people come in and just share their thoughts. Let them come in and say what they need to say, because that's what it's all about. It's all about having fun, all about enjoying yourself, doing a Saturday when you have an opportunity to see some college football going on. That, you know, being up in Huntsville, it's a little cool, the wind is blowing, but this is football weather. And this is what it's supposed to be. The weather will be super hot like it's been for the last 2 months. It's been up to 90, 93 degrees, and the young men get out there playing real hard and grinding it out in that heat. And both of them have been successful. Well, all the teams have been successful. We'll talk particularly about Alabama A&M, then we'll get out on them. Now, Alabama A&M has a conference record of 2-1, and they have been very successful, and we're excited by that opportunity for them to be competitive. Now, Alabama and A&M is in the eastern part of the SWAC conference, which is Southwest Athletic Conference, as well as Alcorn. Now, Alcorn, as well as Alabama State and Jackson State, you have actually four teams that are tied for first place. Each one of them got one loss. And that one loss will decide as they move forward. Now, today's game is a crucial game. It's marquee because it is pitting the teams that are at the top with the one loss, which is Alcorn. Alcorn has a record of 3-1. Alabama A&M have a record of 2-1. Alabama State University have a record of 1-1, and Jackson State have a record of 1-1. So what we're looking at is a battle. It should be a classic battle today in Lewis Cool Stadium, which is we're probably about 200 yards away from the stadium, but we're over in the tailgate area, being hosted by our co-host, Coach Tremaine Edwards, and his crew. We got several of the other guys that he's part of his crew. They do a good job, and we're very excited to be invited to come here and share our thoughts in regards to that. Now, let's look at some other things that's going on. You know, we have a list of things that was a part of our Wednesday show, but like today, this is our Saturday show. We didn't actually do our show that we do on Friday with some Fathers of God. We brought it here, and we wanted to share our thoughts today, actually live at a stadium. So, you know, we're a little excited. We might get hyped more than we normally do, but this is what it's all about. It's all about having an opportunity to bring historical black colleges and universities, as well as high school and middle school athletics to you. So you have a chance to hear what's going on. You know, like I said, we always say if you're here in the Huntsville area, if y'all here in the tailgate area, and if you're listening, we just want you to put your meat in the seat because it's important to have everybody in the seat because that adds the flavor to the Saturday activity that's going on. So what we need you to do is make sure you get over there and get a ticket, go sit in the seat, watch Alcorn State University take on Alabama A&M, to see and make a decision on exactly who's going to leapfrog the other teams and get clearly in first place. But like I said, everybody got to basically play each other. So this is the first matchup. Now I'll say the second matchup. The first matchup was last weekend. You had Alabama State University over Alcorn, and it was a classic battle over there. And it was the fight to see who's going to lead the East, even though we know Alabama A&M is in it as well as Jackson State. But Alcorn was picked to win the conference in the preseason poll. And Alabama State was picked to be second. So they went there and they went ahead. They knocked head last Saturday and went into 5 overtime. But Alabama State was able to overcome and win the ball game 28-25. So that was exciting, 5 overtime. So they're feeling real good about themselves, even though they're down in Mobile, down in the University of South Alabama. But this, you know, they won't play another game beyond this game that we have on down in Mobile against South Alabama. I'm talking about Alabama State University now, because we're touching on each one of these teams that are competing for this Eastern Division of the Southwest Athletic Conference. You know, they go into Mobile, and that is not a conference game. That's one of those money-making games. They're getting $500,000 going down there playing South Alabama, so which is a group of five, a Division I group of five team. So they're going to be up there, and so they're going up there to play the game. So it's going to be going down to Mobile, which is south of Huntsville, and they're going to play the game. So it's going to be exciting, real exciting down there. Then they'll come back in 2 weeks, and they'll play what they call a Magic City Classic against Alabama A&M. So everybody's looking forward. It's going to be crucial because, like I said, whoever wins this game will probably eliminate the other person, the other team, the game between Alabama State and Alcorn State University. So it's going to be big. It's on. And I see the crowd begin to gather more and more, that more people that's traveling back and forth, and they're walking through just going to the many places, visiting various people throughout the tailgate area. So it's going to be exciting. So we look forward to having the opportunity to bring you this opportunity of what I would call an opportunity of a lifetime. It is, because we're here broadcasting live, Talking Sports Plus. And I thank each and every one of those individuals who joined us. I always try to make sure I mention those people when I'm live so they'll know. We got Facebook Live. We also have Instagram Live, as well as we on Blog Talk Radio.
just let me mention a couple of those people on Facebook Live that, you know, I'm in an area that got a lot of satellite blowing, which is good because when I got out of the car to come get set up, the wind was blowing real well. It was kind of cool. It was like about in the 70s and low 70s or possibly 60. So we said, ooh, it's going to be real cold. But it turned out to be once we sit in the sun in the area closed, it's going to be a real good day. Now, I want to make sure I mention all those individuals that are listening right now or joining us right now on Facebook. That's Alicia Ruffin. She's on. We thank Alicia. You know, she's here to tell me. We're going to wave at her. Say, hello, Alicia. Thank you for coming and being here. Tanya Harris. We thank you, Tanya, for joining us. We have Joy Renee Brown. Thank you, Joy, for joining us on Facebook Live. And Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you for joining. But we also have some other individuals. You might have two young men that's always joining us and listen to us and making a live broadcast. And I want to make sure I mention that one of these young men, 11-year-old ball player for Aronoff, and he enjoyed playing the game. You know, he sacrificed the game to come up here today so he could see the college play. And that's Carter Ruffin. He's here with us as well. He's joining us, and we appreciate him coming and being here. And also have his little brother. And we always want to say that we got to recognize because he's our listener, our young listeners. They always join and they try to check me out, and I appreciate them checking us out. So we're there. And his youngest brother, man, he's sitting there right beside him over here at the tailgate, and that's Cortland Norman. So we have two of those young listeners. So we just don't have a certain variety of listeners that's way beyond that level. We have those listeners that's always now 7 years old. We thank each and every one of them. So we're very excited about having the chance to do that. So let's kind of look at some of the titles and some of the topics on this tailgate Saturday, and let's talk about some of the topics. Now, before we do that, I want to give you some more information about how you can contact us. You can actually contact us by email. That's talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. You also can tweet the show at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Lorenza D. Smith, also at Elliot Darrow, number one, at Tremaine Edwards, number seven, at Coach_L_Smith. Those are my callers on that Wednesday night show. You can still... What you can do now, you can tweet them right now. Tweet them and let them know that, man, I hear y'all live. I hear the host live right now. But we know you're a part of it. Tweet them and let them know. But they do a wonderful job. I wouldn't praise those individuals for nothing in the world because they're there with me. They're grinding. You know, that's our hashtag. Keep on grinding. Or we'll just say, you know, the Smith play, we just want to do it the best way we can do it. So we're bringing it to you, Talking Sports Plus. Actually, it's a radio show that has several branches of it. Like I said, Balling with the Doc. We got a combination of things going here. We also, as you on Instagram, that's Lorenza D. Smith 15, as well as Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. You can do that through the Instagram. At Facebook is Facebook.com. For those listeners on Blog Talk and on Instagram, Facebook.com/DR. Alberto Smith. You can make sure you contact us if you just want to flip over and you say you don't want to just sit up there and hold it. You want to make sure you you call, you say, let me check this guy out and see what's going on. So, like, again, I'm very excited. You know, I normally don't try to wear a hat. But this sun is kind of blessing. So we want to keep a little shade over my eyes so I can kind of see exactly what's going on. So let's look at some of the things that's going on. We were talking about the SWAC. There's a lot of things going on in the SWAC, and we always want to talk about what's going on in the SWAC as well as the MEAC, as well as the CIAA, as well as SIAC. Now, you're probably asking, who are those schools? What are those schools all about? Now, let me tell you the acronym that I've given to you, but I'm going to actually give you the name, so you'll see it again. You know what we're talking about. We're talking about historical black colleges and universities. You have the SWAC, with Southwestern Athletic Conference, an SWAC acronym. You have the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, MEAC, the MEAC. Then you have the SIAC, which is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, which is a Division II level historical black colleges. Then you have the CIAA, which is the Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. So those are the major conferences dealing with the historical black colleges and universities. Now, what I want to do, I want to kind of share some thoughts about what's going on, what happened last week with those teams, and what's going to be going on today. Actually, we'll go back to some results. I mentioned it earlier where you have between those front runners for the lead of the Eastern Division of the SWAC Conference. You have a game that was played over in Lorman, Mississippi, between Alabama State and Alcorn State. Alabama State was fortunate in 5 overtime to beat them, a field goal by Hunter Hansen, 37 yards, and ended the final overtime, and Alabama State won that game 28-25. So that's good. Now, some of the key people who stood out, you had for Alcorn, you have Deshaun Waller running for 214 yards and 2 touchdowns. Alabama State, their quarterback, they made a change of quarterback. They put another quarterback in there. Last time that the first of the season, that was Darryl Pearson, he was the quarterback. However, they made a change. Once it's the Darius Davis, threw for 155 yards, 2 touchdowns for the Hornets. So that was exciting. Like I said, the standings for the Alcorn State University is 4-2 and 3-1 in the conference. Vice versa for Alabama State, that was the second game that they won. They had lost 3 games, so they 2-3. But in the conference, they're 1-1. So that was outstanding. It's Cal State State for the day. Now, we move to the next team. Alabama A&M, that's going to have a double up last week over Texas Southern. And beat Texas Southern 42-21. And pretty much those individuals had outstanding performance last weekend. You have Axel Glass, who caught 3 touchdown passes, as well as you have Travion Walsh, who ran for 161 yards and 2 touchdowns for Alabama A&M. So actually, you're talking about a connection. Also, you had Glass connected with Brian Jenkins. And some people might say, who is Brian Jenkins? Brian Jenkins is the coach of Alabama State University. He was released with duty last year during, by the 5th grade. So now he's going to be at Alabama A&M. He's going to be at Alabama A&M as the receiver coach, and his son was able to catch a touchdown. So, you know, it's exciting. The Bulldogs are 3-3 and 2-1 in the conference. So it's going to be exciting to see how this thing starts to unfold. Today is so important. I'm leading up to that, but I want to wait till I get to what happens today before I get. I want to try to share some of the scores in each of these various conferences. You have Jackson State beat Pine Bluff 30-27 the past weekend, led by Gerard Hayes with a 72-yard touchdown pass to Warren Newman with 4:49 left in the fourth quarter. And they ended up winning that game that lifted Jackson State over Alcorn, I mean, Arkansas Pine Bluff 30-27. Then you also had Bethune-Cookman in what we call an interconference, where there, you have the MEAC going against the SWAC. It's sort of like a challenge. And in that challenge, you had Bethune-Cookman beating Mississippi Valley 41-27, and led by Akevious Williams with 2 touchdowns and ran for another. Bethune-Cookman was behind by 14 going into the fourth quarter, and they was able to overcome that deficit and win the ball game. So we applaud Bethune-Cookman and what exactly they was doing this past weekend. We also want to look at the MEAC. You have Florida A&M locked down Norfolk State 17-9 in a victory. So we applaud Florida A&M. We have Ryan Stanley threw for 149 yards and a touchdown. As well as you had North Carolina A&T defeating Delaware State. So that's sort of like kind of putting it on North Carolina and putting the next conference on a better pitch now. North Carolina A&T lead the conference. They only had one loss. They had lost one game out of 16 trials. That's included last year. They were historical black college and university national champion. That's North Carolina A&T of the MEAC. So they beat Delaware State to continue on with their winning ways. Then you have Savannah Savannah State, even Charleston Southern, 23-2. Then you had North Carolina Central University beat Howard, 40-35. So that's the MEAC have some of the things that are going on. All right, we're going to look at the SIAC East. You have Morehouse leading the conference, so they beat Tuskegee last weekend in an overtime. And they beat them to improve their record and make them 5-0. So they're leading the SIAC East, and the SIAC West is Tuskegee leading 3-1. So we'll look for some exciting things going on in the SIAC. Now, if you remember the first game of the season, which was a blockbuster ball game, you had what we call the Labor Day Classic in Montgomery, in Alabama State, which was pitting the SWAC against the SIAC. Tuskegee had kind of dominated Alabama State for years and years, but Alabama State did to win their first game. So Tuskegee lost that one. Actually, they lost three games since then, which was shocking. They lost the game over to Kalama, and they lost to Alabama State. So Tuskegee is leading that division. CIAA, which is Central Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. North, you have Virginia Union 3-0, and you have Virginia State 3-0 as well. So you see that kind of picture being painted over there as well. All right, we want to look at the CIAA. Southern Division, you have Fayetteville State that's 3-0, St. Augustine that's 2-0. So we look at some exciting things of each of those leaders of it. But you know, everybody in the conference is important. We'll call out everybody. Record, but you know, we're going to talk about conference. We're going to kind of get those leaders, let them have, you know, get the pat on the back the right time. And as it changes, we'll make sure we mention them that time. When we come on our show on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're talking sports stuff, and as well as Friday, we're following the dock at 4 o'clock Central Standard. Let us look at some major matchups coming up today. Now, we're up here now in Huntsville enjoying the tailgate action. You have Alcorn State versus Alabama A&M for their homecoming. The kickoff is 2 o'clock. You also have a matchup with Mississippi Valley versus Jacksonville State at 2 o'clock, played over at Mississippi Veterans Stadium. You also have, as I mentioned earlier, Alabama State versus South Alabama. They play at 4 o'clock down in Mobile. And then you have Southern versus Prairie View play at 5 o'clock at Prairie View Panther Stadium. So those are exciting matchups so far in the SWAC. We also have Grambling versus Texas Southern at 6 o'clock over at the BBVA Conference Stadium, which is over in Houston. Also, you have in the MEAC some matchup that's going on today. You have Delaware State at Howard started an hour ago at 12 o'clock, which is 12 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 11 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then you have Florida A&M against North Carolina A&T going on at 12 o'clock as well. These games are going to be broadcast on ESPN. Three both games are. Actually, all of their games are. Then you have Bethune-Cookman versus South Carolina State at 1 o'clock. They'll be over at South Carolina State. And then you have Morgan State versus Savannah State at 5 o'clock. So it's exciting. It's going to be on. It's going to be on. When I say on, it's popping, and that's for sure. So we look forward to having a ball today. Got to move my camera around so I can kind of keep my paper where they need to be. We also have a CIAA matchup today. You have Virginia State versus Bowie State at 12 o'clock today. Elizabeth City State versus Lincoln out of Pennsylvania. Virginia Union versus Cowan. Johnson C. Smith versus Fayetteville State, who's leading the southern part of that CIAA. And you have Shaw versus Livingston. And then you have North Carolina Primbrook versus Central State, which is a CIAA versus SIC, because Central State is in the SIAC. Then you have St. Augustine versus Winston-Salem. All of these games are played at 12, except that last one, Augustine versus Winston-Salem, played at 12:30. Then you have the SIAC matchup, and we're talking about the matchup, but we're talking about today's show and talking about what's going on, what's happening today. So we're giving you those games so you can join us And make sure you check out your school. If it's not your school, you're not a fan of that school, check them out anyway. See what's going on. They're on ESPN. ESPN, we're talking about the SWAC. We're talking about MEAC. They're on ESPN 3 on me. So you can check them out. SIAC, as I was saying, we have Tuskegee versus Fort Valley State at 5 o'clock. Then you have Albany State versus Morehouse College. Then you have Benedict College versus Clark Atlanta. You have Miles College versus Kentucky State. Those are the games going to be played in the SIAC. So they're really going, it's really exciting. You know, this is going to be a big day today. So we're going to make sure we make it happen. Hey, sir, how you doing? You good? I'm going up a little bit. Felix, that's Felix. One of the fellas. I appreciate him coming over here, shaking my hand, and letting me know that we're trying to do something over here and trying to do it right. That's all about. All right, let's look at some of these major SEC matchups, as well as some of the other marquee games that's going to be going on today. You have Georgia, number 2, versus LSU, 2:30 on CBS, down in Tiger Stadium, Baton Rouge. So it's going to be an exciting game. There's a lot of talk from the talking heads and pundits talking about what exactly Georgia is not able to do and what they can't do. So we'll check it out and see. I think Georgia is still a strong team. They are ranked number 2 in the nation. And I really think by them being ranked number 2, they're going to do well enough to win this thing. So it's good. It's good. They're going to give Alabama a run. Everybody keeps saying Alabama, but we'll see. Georgia's going to give a run. So, again, we're excited. Very excited. That's a 2:30 kickoff. Then we also have a major game like Washington, which is number 7, versus Oregon, number 17. That's on 2:30. We had some selection this past Wednesday night, and everybody had a chance, and co-hosts and all my co-hosts, they're going with Washington. So in some cases, 12 and 16 points. So we'll see how that turned out, 2:30 on ABC. Then we have Michigan State, who's not ranked, going against Penn State, who's number 8. And it comes on 2:30 as well on the Big Ten Network. Then we have Baylor versus Texas, which is number 9 at 2:30. It'll be on ESPN. We have a real outstanding game. This is a key matchup coming in here at 2:30. You have UCF, University of Central Florida. You know, some people, national champion from last year, who's on a winning streak. They're 18 in a row right now. They're taking on Memphis over at Liberty Bowl Memorial Stadium in Memphis, Tennessee, and that game is at 2:30. So we'll look to see how it turned out. We know it's going to see, you know, make it do what it do now. That's what it's all about. Then we have another matchup made in the SEC. You have Texas A&M Texas A&M playing at 2:30 playing South Carolina. They're 4-1, so they're rolling real well now. And won some games. Some people will say they could win. They're ranked number 22 against South Carolina. They're going to be over in Columbia. Then you have Florida against Vanderbilt. And Florida is ranked 14. They have Tennessee at Auburn. No one gives Tennessee a chance down in Auburn. Auburn's ranked number 21 down at Jordan-Hare Stadium. What they're doing is they're just not performing to the level. The offense got to get clicking. So this is a game to see can Auburn get his offense clicking. They had some dissension over there this week. We had several players go out and start complaining. It didn't to the media. Matter of fact, Brandon Marcellus, one of the reporters, got some information that he shared about what some of the players were saying, and they was very upset. Actually, one of the problems on Cole Cubitt, I'll say, on the SEC Network, came with very upset. Cole played at Auburn. He was upset that the team shouldn't get out and share their thoughts. But this is a whole different ball game we're dealing with now. We have young men who's going to speak their mind. They don't even care anything about that. They're going to say what's on their mind. They're going to do what they think is right, and they'll be supported by their parents. All right, the next big ball game is number 1 Alabama. Going to play Missouri at 6 o'clock. We're right there in the stadium. You know, they said Tua is limping around, so his performance won't be as great. But I do think, and I want y'all to take it further, I think Taylor Hurts will be just as successful because he has all the weapons to do that. We also will have Wisconsin, number 15, against Michigan, number 12 over at Michigan Stadium. And this is going to be a heck of a ball game. As I was listening, as I came up the road this morning, listening to how Michigan has got it together with Shea Patterson. Shea Patterson is throwing the ball a lot better. He's adapting to the offense. So at this point, it's like they're going to be competitive. We'll kind of see what goes on. We'll see how it turns out, and we'll see exactly what's about to happen up at Michigan at 6:30 p.m. So, you know, we have so many things going on. We're so excited by having the opportunity to be before you again. You know, we normally, like I said, we try to go a good hour. However, you know, we got set up late. We're going to try to go 10, try to push it to 12, but bottom line, we got up set up late. So we're not able to go to full time, but we're very excited. But you still can call in. You have that opportunity, 347-857-4192. If you got any questions you want to share with us, anything you want to talk about, some big shockers of week five, you want to let us know what's going on, tell us what's going on in regards to what actually happened last weekend, you can do that. You have no problem. We want you to call in and share your thoughts with us. So, again, we're very excited about having that chance to be before you live today up in Huntsville, Alabama. You know, we just want to say that this is truly, truly a great opportunity because we're here. And we started out a year ago on August the 29th, and we started based out of South Florida. Our producer was down there, and we had a little shakeup, and then we changed over. I became the producer as well as the CEO and the host of this Talking Sports Club. It is a L.D. Smith production. And we have a production company. We not only just do what we're doing here with Talking Sports Club, there's so many other things that we're doing. So we want you to make sure you contact us. If you need some things happening in the form of production, you can call us at the office number, 334-467-7961. Make sure you give us a call. Now, pause there because sometimes people be writing and they catch you up. 334-467-7261. Give us a call in the office, or you can email us at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com or lorenzadsmith15@gmail.com. Give us a holler. Now, let's kind of look at some of the high school scores and what went on last night. I'm going to tell you, one of the games that became a marquee game, and yes, it's in Alabama because it's marquee because they have a name for it. They call it the West Side Classic. And the West Side Classic is going on in Montgomery, Alabama, between two of the local high schools. They are probably about a mile and a half away from each other, and they're in the same area, same region dealing with football. They're 6A and region 2. And they were so excited about playing this game to the point where, you know, they put a label on the West Side Classic. And it was a barn burner. It eventually led to Lanier winning the ball game. The game between Lanier, Cindy Lanier High School, and George Washington Carver High School in Prattville. The score was 35-25. So that kind of puts Lanier in the driver's seat. They're ahead of the ball game. So they're going to be, if they continue to win, they'll most likely win that region. We still got Carver with only one loss. But Carver's 6-0. They was rolling. They had beat some people, but they ran to a ball. So we'll applaud and congratulate all of those poets, the alumni, the fans, the students, the school, the administration, the staff on a win last night. You represented, and that's back-to-back year, so that's 2 years in a row for the West Side Classic. So we'll give them the hoorah, hooray. Say, go ahead on, do it up, Lanier, and make it do what it do. So we'll applaud you for your success. We had so many other things that was going on, right? And there's just so many. And there's a lot of ball games you had going on. So what we want to do is that, you know, we always tell you, take an opportunity to kind of look back and check out too. But see, we know what's basically going on just about in each one of the states. But we want you to call in. Call us and tell us about your school. Tell us about your high school. Tell us about your middle school. And tell about your historical black college movement. Tell us what you expect today. Give us a prediction. You have an opportunity to do it. So let me allow you to do that by calling in 347-857-4192. And if you want to give a shout out or holler, offer your expertise, press 1. Now, if you press 1, I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell and telephone number. Then I actually come on and just get with us and let's have a ball. So we're very excited about having this chance to be here before you. And we, with the modernization, you know, we have to keep our instruments up and running. And I'm over here trying to get it to make sure. We got a few individuals that's listening that don't really want to call, and talk. So we're all good. So we want to do that now. Let me share some of the things that we're doing with LD Smith Production and all of the talk shows that we have going on. And those individuals involved, we have a bunch of people that are involved. So what we want you to do is to make sure you call in when we are on the air, not on every other month, which will be, we'll be back on the 22nd. We have our social life issues show. We talk about life issues. It's called Real Talk to you. And it's hosted by myself, Dr. Lori D. Smith. The co-host is Lori D. Smith. And we're the only father and daughter, Lori is my daughter, the only father and daughter, Blog Talk Radio team in the country. So we're excited by that. So we talk about all issues that's dealing with life. We talk about social issues, we talk about political issues, educational, economic, relationship, all of those we talk about. So give us a call on Monday night. It won't be this Monday, but on the 22nd at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, you can call in and share your ideas and your thoughts about whatever issues you're concerned with in our world. So it's all good. We're all ready for you. Now, the experts that are playing a major part of the show, you have several experts, and you have several experts that's with me. I have two of them in particular. I'm going to call their names out. We have out of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina, you have Scarlett H. Black. She's our newest member, but she's been with us about 3 months, about 2 months. So we appreciate her tuning up, and she's a part of our expert group that comes and talk about certain issues. All right. Also, we have Dr. Olivia. She is our other expert, and she hails out of Georgia. So when she comes, she's bringing it from all phases. Her profession is looking at social worker and looking at social issues that goes on and all of it. She has her expertise. She's Black, she's an educator, longtime administrator up there in Greenville, South Carolina. So, you know, she do the same thing. She shares all her expertise, not just because they're in those careers or they're in the area we're talking about all kinds of things that's going on. So we're very excited about having the opportunity to do that. All right, on Wednesday night we have Talking Sports Plus. I just mentioned 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. I mentioned it earlier. And that's what our base is, Talking Sports Plus radio show. All of these are streaming out of this. But our show is Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Call in numbers 347-857-4192. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/ LD Smith Production, and that's the way you can make connection with us. I am the host, as well as I have 4 other co-hosts. I have Coach Tremaine Edwards, who gave us the invitation to come up here and enjoy ourselves at this tailgate at Alabama A&M. Thank Tremaine for doing that. That's Coach Edwards. We have Coach Lauren B. Smith. She's on the lane. She's our female of the hour talk. She comes at you strong. She comes at hit you hard. So we look forward for her doing that. So we always have her on the show. She's got hips. She just had knee surgery recently, and she's still going through rehab and going about 5 weeks. And she joined us on Wednesday, and I could tell she was very excited about having the opportunity to be back with us, Lauren B. Smith. Then we have Touchdown Tony. He's our high school guru. We talk about high school and throughout the state of Alabama and whatever state you want to talk about. He talks about what's going on marquee matchup. That's Coach Tony Starwood, Touchdown Tony. And then last but not least, we have our what we call our Dumb King Entertainment. And we're excited about having him here because he offers so many good things when he's with us. So we take that opportunity and we just enjoy him. And that's none other than Darryl E. Trey Elliott. So we're excited about having that opportunity. But we want you to join us as well. So make sure you call us and let us know what you feel and what your thoughts and actually what your expertise. That's Wednesday night. Then on Friday, which is a Talking Sports Plus radio show, Ball In with the Doc. That's me. I host that. I talk about the hottest topics, what's going on in the community, what's going on around the country, what's going on in the world. We just talk about all topics. So give us a call on Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So, again, we're so excited and so happy to have an opportunity to be able to just come before you and just have a ball. And that's what it's all about. Now, you still have an opportunity to call in. We got about 5 minutes left, and some people I haven't had a chance to recognize. I want to make sure I recognize on our Facebook Live. I do have some individuals that I'm trying. You know, I got a real problem. My sun is so bright on the phone that we're really not able to kind of see our individuals on Instagram Live. So I was hoping I have completely lost them. But I do appreciate them joining me on Instagram Live. So we just so excited. You see, if everybody we got along, we have some people here, but you know, we'll get them back next time. But we do appreciate those individuals. You know, we out in them now. We out here in the open area in the parking lot, in connection. Not all as good as you think, but we're doing our best. You still have us on Facebook. You still have us on Blog Talk Radio, so you can stick with us and stay with us, so we all agree with that. So, again, thank you. I want to mention, and this is Sebi, I'm going to say Seven, Luca, Maya, Amaya, Yvette, Smith. Y'all are joining us. Y'all are listening to get you on. Thank you for joining. So, again, we're excited. You know what? It's getting at the end of the hour, and we're so thankful that we've had an opportunity to be out here with you. So, it's all right. Real good. You know, we've had a couple of individuals like your Facebook and your Instagram, even though we kind of lost the connection. I'm trying to rebuild it up. But we're at the end of the hour. And I think, you know, we're about to finish the shit. So we want to do about 45 minutes. We had to stay for an hour and a half. You know, we time got kind of tight. You know, we started a little later. So we know what's going on. So we want to make you join us on the 22nd. We're talking ready. Talking good to you at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then we want you to join us on Wednesday talking for a plus 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Then join us on Friday when we'll be doing balling with the box. So it is good. It's just so exciting to be before you. Like I said, we're sitting there with a lot of help. You know, and I like to try to say something.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story began. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen
your best day. You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, well,
my. You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the faith, my sister.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
Stay in the way. My brother.
Your best day.
What you know?
Your
best
is yet to
come.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
Would you deposit this word in your heart?
You ain't seen your best day yet.
No, it's not too late for.
best day yet.
You ain't seen your best day yet.
Get away from negative words. Get away from negative people. Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
Thank you.